Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is August 22nd, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first four stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I am starting to see firms on LinkedIn get excited about the prospects of the upcoming FIA 2023 Expo Conference in Chicago on October 2nd to 3rd. I am also starting to get excited to see the myriad changes in the industry since the last Expo. As the FIA says, the rapid rate of change is relentless. FIA also says, as market participants and operators, you can't afford to be unprepared for handling potential disruptions or acting on new opportunities. Come to FIA Expo and discover the game-changing ideas, information, and technologies that will future-proof your firm and the cleared derivatives industry. Join FIA on October 2nd to 3rd in Chicago for Expo 2023. Register by September 1st and save. Eurex is joining the daily options juggernaut today, announcing Eurex to launch daily options. Eurex said trading in Euro Stoxx 50 index EOD options, OEXP, will start on August 28th, 2023. Our friends at FEX Global Down Under are getting ready to launch the FEX Global My Steel Iron Ore Futures and Options contracts on September 11, 2023. The Australian dollar-denominated 50 metric ton contract will offer additional risk management opportunities for industry participants with an interest in the forward price of iron ore. The FEX Global contract is based upon the MySteel independently certified IOSCO compliant CDEX 62 FE price assessment, FEX said in a press release. The grade 62% FE refers to the iron ore content in the ore, with higher prices typically being more desirable as they require less processing to extract the desired iron content. WFE CEO Nandini Sukumar, who was recently interviewed by JLN's Sally Duros in an ESG-themed JLN podcast, is the subject of a recent City AM YouTube video titled, Why Are Exchanges Important to ESG? In the video, Sukumar discusses the industry's focus on ESG initiatives such as carbon neutrality, corporate governance, and combating greenwashing. Exchanges touch many areas of the financial markets. The industry is helping to educate and convince all stakeholders that sustainability makes good business sense. Say so long to LJIM, the long Jim Cramer ETF that attracted just $1.3 million in assets after launching 5 months ago. The short Jim Cramer ETF, SJIM, will keep trading, Bloomberg reports. For the record, Jim Cramer was not involved in these products and never mentioned them on CNBC. LJIM has gained about 2.2% since inception, and SJIM has dropped about 4.4%. How bad was the smoke from the Canadian wildfires for Chicago and New York in terms of air quality? According to a Bloomberg report, New York and Chicago saw more dangerous air days in June and July than in the past 23 years of U.S. data. This wiped out decades of air pollution progress. It is often said that the insurance industry is the tip of the spear for climate change, and we are seeing the cost of that in a Bloomberg story reporting claims for weather-related incidents are set to exceed $100 billion for the third year in a row as floods, hail, and wildfires linked to climate change become more frequent. The headline of the day is from the Financial Times with a story titled, Find Someone Who Loves You Like Hedge Funds Love NVIDIA, Ride or Die by Robin Wigglesworth. Can you name or do you know who the eight participants are in the Republican presidential debate scheduled for Wednesday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin? The eight do not include former President Donald Trump, who is ducking the debate, Donald ducking, for an interview with Tucker Carlson. The eight making the cut for the debate are Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, former Vice President Mike Pence, former Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, former Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, political newcomer Vivek Ramaswamy, and Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota, the New York Times reported. Those running for the GOP presidential nomination who did not make the cut include businessman Perry Johnson, who previously tried to run for governor of Michigan, Miami Mayor Francis X. Suarez, and talk show host Larry Elder, who made a failed run for governor of California. Will Hurd, a former congressman from Texas, is also running. Reuters is hosting Sustainability Reporting USA 2023 on October 2nd to 3rd at the Marriott Marquis in New York City. Current changes in the regulatory landscape represent the most significant overhaul of reporting requirements since reporting's inception, exposing businesses to reputational, financial, and legal risks. Companies must implement strong data collection and management systems that can meet the high level of data accuracy required. Many are turning to automation and digitalization to streamline processes, improve accuracy, and report more efficiently. The speaker faculty for this event are senior leaders who are guiding their business towards regulatory compliance. Learn more with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN options were surge in zero-day options sparks fear over market volatility. China eyes new derivatives contracts to boost investor morale. And quant trader doubles fortune to $11 billion as XTX profit surges. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video interview that Sally Duros did. The headline, credit rating research specialist Daniel Cash on the complexity of rating ESG, source of wokeism and why extra due diligence is necessary. John Lothian News talked with Daniel Cash, a credit rating research specialist and reader in law at Aston University, about credit ratings and the complexity of rating ESG. Cash described the origins and relative simplicity of existing credit ratings, as well as the challenges of ESG ratings. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, New York and California each lost $1 trillion when financial firms moved south. The drip, drip, drip of the finance industry's exit from New York and California has been measured anecdotally, one at a time, these past few years. Elliott Management decamped to West Palm Beach, AllianceBernstein to Nashville, Charles Schwab moved to suburban Dallas. Now, for the first time, there are hard numbers quantifying the exact scope of the exodus. My comment, is the money where the firms are located or where the clients are? Here's a story from the New Yorker. Elon Musk's shadow rule, how the U.S. government came to rely on the tech billionaire and is now struggling to rein him in. Last October, Colin Kael, the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy at the Pentagon, sat in a hotel in Paris and prepared to make a call to avert disaster in Ukraine. A staffer handed him an iPhone in part to avoid inviting an onslaught of late-night texts and colorful emojis on Kael's own phone. Kael had returned to his room with its heavy drapery and distant view of the Eiffel Tower after a day of meetings with officials from the United Kingdom, France, and Germany. A senior defense official told him that Kael was surprised by whom he was about to contact. He was like, "Why am I calling Elon Musk?" The reason soon became apparent. My comment: we are in so much trouble if we have to depend on X-Man Musk. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline: a warlord with a cocaine empire is saving the Amazon rainforest. Insurgents are doing the jobs of park rangers in Colombia. Ivan Mordisco is a Colombian warlord with a cocaine empire and a bounty on his head. He is also doing more to protect the Amazon rainforest than almost anyone else on Earth. Deforestation has plunged in the cattle ranching and cocoa growing region controlled by Mordisco's guerrilla force after he took the unpopular decision of ordering local farmers to stop cutting down trees. This followed a request by the government of President Gustavo Petro, which has effectively persuaded a group that routinely guns down soldiers and police officers to take on the job of park rangers. My comment: deals with the devil don't always work out the way you want them to. Here's another story, this one from Business Insider. The headline: French restaurants are reportedly requiring more than $5,000 minimum spend per table and refusing reservations for returning diners who don't spend enough at their last visit. Tensions between restaurants and customers over tipping practices and extra dining fees have been boiling over this year. The spread of digital touchscreen payment systems have made asking customers for tips omnipresent. Some businesses may be leaning into tip requests to cover the cost of higher worker wages and avoid paying their workers more. My comment: so much for an afternoon baguette and a glass of wine. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Bloomberg's quant trader doubles fortune to $11 billion as XTX profit surges. Second was fallacy at the FERC from MRB Compliance Consulting. Third was surge in zero-day options sparks fears over market volatility from the Financial Times. Here are the top four stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is a press release from Trading Technologies and Abel Noser Solutions. The headline: Trading Technologies to acquire Abel Noser Solutions, industry-leading provider of TCA for institutional investors, further enhances TT cross-asset offering. Trading Technologies International, Inc., a global capital markets technology platform provider, and Abel Noser Solutions, LLC, announced today a definitive agreement for TT to acquire ANS, the industry-leading provider for transaction cost analysis, TCA, for investment managers, brokers, asset owners, and consultants from Abel Noser Holdings, a majority-owned portfolio company of Estancia Capital Partners. Terms of the transaction, expected to close on August 31st, were not disclosed. The second story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: is NVIDIA the new Tesla? Options traders place their bets. Investors are wagering that the furious rally in NVIDIA shares will continue after Wednesday's earnings report. Traders are ramping up their bets that the blockbuster rally in NVIDIA shares will accelerate after Wednesday's earnings report. Riding the frenzy of interest in artificial intelligence technology. They have dished out more than $100 billion on NVIDIA options this year, according to Cboe Global Markets data through mid-August. About 60% of that sum is tied to call options that can be used to bet on a continued rally. No other stock besides Tesla has garnered that level of investor interest. Then here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: the biggest player in crypto is facing a risk over Russia. Binance says it follows global sanction rules and has no banking relationships anywhere for its peer-to-peer services. Binance is helping Russians move money abroad, potentially adding to its sprawling legal problems in the U.S. The cryptocurrency giant, led by founder Changpeng Zhao, joined many other international companies early last year in scaling back its business in Russia, one of its largest markets by trading volume at the time. After Russia invaded Ukraine, Binance said it had stopped working there and was implementing Western sanctions requirements. It restricted trading on its platform in Russia. And then finally, here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline: crypto has amplified financial risks in emerging markets. Central banks warn. Currencies appeal as low-cost solutions for countries with high inflation is illusory, says BIS. Cryptocurrency assets have amplified rather than reduced financial risks in less developed economies, and regulators will need to treat them in the same way they oversee other assets, some of the world's most powerful central banks have warned. Novel solutions to payments challenges should not be classified as dangerous simply because they are different, the Bank for International Settlements said Tuesday. However, the global central banking body added that the appeal of crypto was illusionary in a paper published on approaches to regulation. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.